This is an excerpt from Auditing AI, written by the Marquand House Collective and narrated by Jeffrey Reed. While AI has captured the public imagination in the 21st century, the story of the first audits of computers started half a century earlier, amid debates over airline reservations. Before the 1970s, reserving an airline ticket required hours of phone calls to book every passenger's seat. To buy a ticket, passengers would visit a travel agency, where an agent had to call an airline booking center to learn if a seat was available. Travel agents regularly spent hours on the phone booking travelers' tickets. At the other end of the line, airline staff would reserve seats by inserting push pins into a seat board and writing passenger information in a paper ledger. Computers changed everything about airline booking. In 1960, the release of the groundbreaking Sabre system, semi-automated business research environment, computerized airline reservations in the United States for the first time. Now, travel agents could use a Sabre computer terminal to check for flights with available seats and book a plane ticket in just a few minutes. But along with these gains in efficiency, new problems emerged. Some airlines noticed the Sabre system was behaving strangely. Republic Airlines alleged that its flights mysteriously disappeared from search results. Braniff International Airways alleged that passengers who booked with Sabre were then unbooked and switched to American Airlines flights. Continental Airlines claimed to have lost up to $55 million a day in business because its flights were absent from search results. The first booking suggestions on Sabre's screen were frequently on American Airlines flights, the same airline that owned and operated the Sabre reservation system for the entire industry. Republic, Braniff, and other American Airlines competitors did not know how the Sabre system worked, so they conducted an early AI audit. They compiled evidence of its biased behavior and pushed the U.S. Civil Aeronautics Board to launch an investigation in 1983. But rather than defending the system as fair, when then-president of American Airlines Robert L. Crandall testified before the U.S. Congress, he instead declared that Sabre favored American Airlines flights intentionally. Crandall said, "The preferential display of our flights and the corresponding increase in our market share is the competitive raison d'etre for having created the system in the first place." He wondered why anyone would expect American Airlines not to build a system that favored itself.